Hey there. Before we get started, I wanted to, if you don't know about Asana, I wanted to come in here and have you download this app. Why it's important is that we're going to be using that for a lot of our podcasts in the future. We want to show you how to use it. It's a free tool that you can use for your business, and it's absolutely what we use with our paid clients in our agency side of socialglobalgrind.com. So what we want you to do is just go to Asana. You can do it on the iOS app, I believe. I'm not sure if it's available for anything else. And type in A-S-A-N-A, and you'll see Asana. And then we're going to actually take you step by step on how to use it on an upcoming podcast. So get yourself ready. It's going to be completely game changing. We're so excited to share this with you. This is exactly the tool that we use with our clients to showcase approval processes on social media. It's a way for you and your assistant to get social media off the ground. It's going to be really exciting. Go to asana.com and download the app.
Hey everyone. So I'm really excited about this one, and not just excited, but like nerdy excited. And I'm kind of embarrassed to say it, but I like teaching, and I've been teaching online for quite a while, and I'm starting that up all over again. I've sort of taken a pause in 2014. Then I started teaching on a university level here in New Zealand and with social media and marketing. And then I went on client side and I started working actually had a series of directorships in different companies, startups, bigger global companies, and even in the film industry, doing social media. So this is everything I know that has been very successful while I've worked everywhere from client side, in my personal business as an agency, and also teaching this to other entrepreneurs. So I'm very excited. So in this podcast, we're going to go over how I use Asana from an agency perspective and as a small business owner. These tips will help you organize and activate your social media campaign. So one of the first things we do with a new client is we go over goals, and we then go over particular content pillars that will support those client goals. We will sort of look at what those goals are, and then we'll help strategize and, you know, introduce concepts to the client and really introduce what a collaboration feels like. And that is getting their perspective, and also depending on the company, if they have a frontline sales team, we will get their perspective as well, because usually they are the gold mine. The frontliners are the gold mine to any company when it comes to marketing. So I definitely tap into them, see what's going on, and then we really start to see what the strategy should evolve into. We start onboarding a client using Asana. And in particular, we use the board method, not the list method, but the board method. So visually, they can see where we're at in the progress of the campaign. You can download a free account on asana.com, and you can follow along in this podcast if you want to. But it's really cool to actually sign up for this. It's completely free. It's so easy to use, and I definitely recommend going with Asana. I've used others like Trello and Monday, but Asana I keep on coming back to, and I've been coming back to for such a long time. I feel like I've been probably using it for almost 10 years. So it's been something that's been reliable. And yes, the pro version is amazing. The free version is nothing to sneeze at. And I always start all my clients on a free version. And depending on their needs, we can, you know, bump up and upgrade. So we generally create new boards in the project section. And basically what it is on the left-hand side, there will be a little column, and it will show you all the different projects. So we create a project called Social Media Calendar. The second one we create is called Production, and this is for the internal teams that we use at the agency. Then we use Content Pillars. The fourth one is Image Library. I believe the fifth one is Comms, and that's where we store all of the incoming emails from a client. We document it in Asana. And then finally, we have one called Published Library. So it's everything that we produce for the client that's been published. And we have it in one project area. In this accompanied blog, we're actually going to have a video overview of how that looks like. So if any of this doesn't really connect, go on the blog and you would go to socialglobalgrind.com/49 for episode 49, and you can see the video, you can follow along, and the text is there for this podcast. It's going to be really, really easy to follow along. So as you can see, on the board method, you're able to view all of the social media that you're going to create, and you can start pulling images and creating an image bank. And this is something to either refer to, or we can recreate images based on the inspiration that you're pulling. But it's really important for the client or the brand manager, the marketing manager, to set the tone in advance of what we're after. If there is a social media competitor or something that you like on social media that looks really nice and that you would like your brand to reflect that, examples are key. This is something that really sets the tone for the creative team, and we can actually go forward with that. So your next steps, we share all of this information with our internal team on the agency side, and we also relay all the client goals. And then we start with the production phase. Why it's important to use Asana with clients, and web designers could totally relate this. Like, how many web designers out there have gone back and forth over a logo? Well, you know, you wanted this color, you wanted this font. We agreed on this shape of the logo. And, you know, after the 9th, 10th, 11th revision, it starts to wear on both clients and the provider, the web designer. So what we like about Asana is that it sets clear timelines, it timestamps every communication. So if you have a brief that is agreed on at the beginning, and the client goes, well, and then starts changing that brief, and now you're on your 11th revision, you know, that's not a project well managed in the perspective of an agency. And vice versa, the client needs to be accountable for what was said in the beginning. Revisions are good. However, they may cost more if you keep moving that goalpost. So this is why, and one of a thousand reasons why I love Asana. So if the client is worried about working on Asana, I usually tell them if they can email and use Facebook, they're fine. The creator of Asana was one of the Facebook developers, or someone to help create Facebook, I believe. And so therefore, the Asana board is super easy to use, and it's really intuitive. So it's good. Like, anybody's gonna be good on it. I have put everybody from every single age on it. It's just about getting familiar with Asana. So after producing social media product for about 3 months or so, we can now then measure the analytics and grow the campaign. At the beginning of the campaign, I can't stress enough how important it is to get a clear understanding of what the brand and marketing manager really, really want. And this is where content pillars start to develop. So in the beginning, you want to be able to have those strong content pillars, identifying what their goals are. And you, as you know, a social media provider, you want to be able to clarify what those are and also suggest a couple of things. So you can add anything from inspirational quotes on social media. You could do behind the scenes content. You could do day in the life content. And that's why we're here, content. So features and benefits of the product or services also has to fit in there. But getting all of those in and succinctly posting one at a time and just repetitively, you can see where the whole campaign is going. Once you have all of that documented and signed off, the better you are going to be in reviewing your performance. So we do this a lot too in our agency. We want to make sure that we're actually performing really, really well. So the approvals, the sign off, the agreement is there. Now the consistency is going to help really supercharge and boost that campaign. If a client slips and doesn't adhere to due dates so we can take it out on time, that can affect the campaign. And we're very clear with that with each client. We need to have that consistency. So that approval process is really straightforward. You can submit content through each image and task on Asana through those tasks. On top of each task is a little marquee, and you can have, and there's a little assignee tab, so you can assign it directly to your business owner or whoever's going to approve the content. And you can even put a due date there. So they can really, what will happen is that they will get this automated pop-up in their email if the due date is around the corner. So it's a really great way to project manage and push it along without you being on them or on email or text messaging, which can be wearing to both the client and the provider. I know it is for me when I have to like, hey guys, can you like, you know, approve last week content that we created for you. And, you know, it takes a long time to do that instead of people just showing up and being accountable. You know, on that task, each client can comment, revise content, they can check links, they can approve the image along with the content. We also apply a due date. You know, that due date is so important. So again, keeping everybody on track is really beneficial for the campaign. And that's something I'm going to be saying over and over again. So what and why we do that too is we want to produce campaigns at least 2 weeks in advance. So if someone in the campaign chain is sick or on vacation, there's, you know, we don't fall behind in the campaign. And that inconsistent campaign yields low results. We find this to be true time and time again when we review the analytics. So when from that point, we then schedule the content using later.com. We use Sprout Social and Hootsuite, but Later seems to be really cost-effective and it has a really good in-depth analytics coverage for any of the Instagram campaigns that we do. So I am a fan of Later. I love it, and I definitely recommend it to also small business owners. Creating content does not come without the occasional issue. That is why I created a production area on the board. So if you go on the blog, you can actually see a little bit more detail of what that production area looks like. The area is on the client's Asana project management. However, we have also been known to do it on a separate Asana board. It depends if we have a client that frequently falls down the rabbit hole and has a tendency to micromanage. We want to be able to also help direct the campaign in a positive environment. So if we have somebody that likes to kind of go down that rabbit hole, micromanage and start to direct the production team, you know, folks, we have a problem. It's never good. Tonality is never good when you come from that perspective. We aim to have a very positive outlook within, well, Social Global Grind in particular, like my company, we actually have a reverse pyramid where everybody that works on my team comes first and client comes second. And it's the reason is it actually benefits the client. So if we have happy campers on our team, we surely are going to produce happy content and happy, positive sort of experience for the customer. So that's why I've done that. I know working from anything from luxury retail to marketing agencies to startups, if you're not positive within internal teams, your product is not going to be a happy camper when it reaches the client. So we want to make sure that that's all there. So depending on the client, we will have a production area. We always ask the client, no, you don't even have to look at that. It's just our internal chat until we produce something. Where they should focus and look at their energy is a social media calendar. That is it. That is the only place they have to look. And that is to, they can see in a broad spectrum what content is going to come out next and what content is scheduled or has been posted this last week. So that's all documented there. Once it's been published, I usually do this at end of month. I will go ahead and move all of the previous month's content and move it down to the library. So the published library will store all of the previous content. So what a marketing manager can do is reflect on what did we do last March? What did we do last April? And they can look to see what they promoted, and they can forecast and reposition what they're going to be doing further on in their social media current campaign. So that's something that we like doing. We like setting up the client for next year as well by putting that published content area for them so they can view it. That is a really clear overview of how we work with a client. But what if you're a business owner? What if you just got an assistant, or you've hired a virtual assistant? How do you explain and how do you convey what you want created on social media? So coming up, we will explain the process from the small business owner perspective and assigning this task to your assistant.
Thanks for listening. Now, before you go, I just wanted to come in here and tell you, I know why you hate social media. That's right. I know that you're busy, and I know that as a small business owner, you have so much going on that there's no way that you can possibly schedule in something else. So you're doing like a lot of people do, including myself. Sometimes I catch myself doing this and I have to stop, but I flick things out there and hope they land. And it's not really thought out. I don't get a lot of engagement when I do that. And I tend to put in more time and effort with my clients and not my own feed, my social media feed. But I have something that's going to help you and our business as well. And it's been proving to be very, very robust and great, and something that we want to share with you. First of all, the first thing that you need to do is sign up for our newsletter, which is called Here's What's Happening. We're very excited that we're launching something that will help small business owners really get a handle on what they need to do in social media. So go to socialglobalgrind.com and sign up now, and we will be able to drip you really tiny and very easy to digest information that you can use for your social media. Hope to see you there.